The Book of Jeremiah by Mary M. Bodie. Jeremiah the Prophet. Jeremiah's name means Yah will cast forth. He was the son of Hilkiah, whose name means the portion of Jehovah. He was of the priestly line and lived in the land of Benjamin in the village of Anathoth, which means affliction answers, within a few miles of Jerusalem. He prophesied around 600 B.C. He began his prophetic ministry in 629 B.C., about 60 years later than Isaiah, and prophesied over 40 years under the kings of Judah, Josiah, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah. The last two were Josiah's sons. After the Babylonian invasion, he remained for a while in Judah until he was taken by the fleeing Jews to Egypt, where he continued his prophecies. He died there, being stoned to death by his own people, according to tradition. He is called the weeping prophet who faithfully proclaimed God's messages in spite of severe persecution. He gave rebukes and warnings against Judah and prophesied against the Gentile nations. He is a connecting link between the pre-exile and exile prophets and lived to see his prophecies fulfilled. His contemporaries were Zephaniah and Habakkuk in his earlier ministry before the exile, and Daniel and Ezekiel in his later ministry during the exile. The themes of his prophecy: 1. The Jews' captivity in Babylon. 2. Their restoration after 70 years. 3. Their dispersion among the nations. 4. Their regathering to the homeland. 5. The judgment upon the nations. 6. The preservation of the remnant. 7. The kingdom age. Divisions in the Book of Jeremiah. There are two main divisions in the Book of Jeremiah. Division 1, prophecies before and until the Babylonian captivity, moralizing and sermonizing, Jeremiah chapters 1 through 29. Division 2, various prophecies and messages of judgment because Israel refused to heed, Jeremiah chapters 30 through 52. Division 1, prophecies before and until the Babylonian captivity, moralizing and sermonizing, Jeremiah chapters 1 through 29. Jeremiah 1 verses 1 through 3. Here we find the title of the book. Jeremiah 1 verses 4 through 10, Jeremiah's call. He was called from his mother's womb to be a prophet over the nations. The word of the Lord came. It must be God's word, not man's ideas, that the prophet utters. Was he elated because of his great calling? No, he felt his inability, his weakness. He came from a priestly line that failed God and was rejected. See 1 Kings 2, verses 26 and 27. What grace! God used one of their descendants to become a major prophet, a mighty and faithful man of God. He also felt his insufficiency as being too young and unable to speak. What is God's answer? God is his enabling. Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid, I am with thee. The Lord touched him and put his words in his mouth. Verse 10 verifies his call as prophet to the nations. What is the theme of his message to them? To root out and to pull down, to build and to plant. It is destructive and constructive. Oh, the power of God's word. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 11 through 16. God gave to Jeremiah two signs. 1. The rod of an almond tree, translated Durwachsame, meaning watching one, from the German Elberfelder Bible. The rod is a symbol of punishment. God hastened or watched his word to perform it. The word almond means to be ready, to hasten, to watch, to awake, for judgment. The almond is the first flower to bloom and to bring forth fruit. It blooms in January and brings forth fruit in March, Clark's commentary. 2. The seething pot is an emblem of judgment or war coming from the north, Ezekiel 24:3. The first fulfillment was through the Babylonian invasion, but all the families of the kingdoms of the north, Jeremiah 1:15, seem to refer to the end time. Judgment fell upon Israel because of their wickedness and idolatry. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 17 through 19. God strengthened Jeremiah and made him to be a defense city, an iron pillar, and brazen walls. God made Jeremiah to be this against the kings, princes, priests, and people of Judah who would oppose him. They shall fight, but not prevail, because God is with Jeremiah. With God we are a majority. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 2. First sermon is against unfaithful Judah. Jeremiah 2 verse 2 through chapter 3 verse 5. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. It is joy to do the will of God, but the failure of the people brings sorrow. Jeremiah 2 verses 1 through 3. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, "Go and cry to Jerusalem." The word cry means here to speak loudly. Jerusalem stands for God's people. Although in Jeremiah 1, Jeremiah said that he could not speak, God made him to cry. He empowers the weak ones. God remembers Israel's and also our wholehearted beginnings, the first love and first fruits. Jeremiah 2, verse 4, Jeremiah answers the whole house of Israel. Jeremiah 2, verses 7 through 8. Although God brought Israel into a fruitful country, yet in their apostasy they questioned God's faithfulness. God says, "Ye defiled my land." We see God's faithfulness and man's failure, and so we find it today. The priests and those that handled the law did not know God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 9. God's unfailing love is shown again in spite of their failure. 1. God pleads with them, verse 9. 2. God reproaches them, they brought it upon themselves, verse 17. And 3. God accuses them, their own wickedness corrects them, in verse 19. Jeremiah 2, verses 10 and 11 and 13. He refers to the isles of Kittim around the Mediterranean Sea and to Kedar, an Arabian tribe, which have not changed their dead gods. But Israel has forsaken the fountain of living water and exchanged it for broken cisterns. The same condition prevails in Christendom. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 20, God's retrospect. He broke Israel's yoke, and so he does for us. Israel had a wonderful country. All they had to do was to chase out the enemy. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21, God planted Israel as a noble vine, but Israel degenerated. Jeremiah 2, verse 22. This is a picture of the self-cleansing of the old creation, though Israel was only a type of the new creation. It is impossible for man to wash away his filthiness in the sight of God. The old creation is filthy, though it may look respectable in the eyes of man. Respectability does not count with God. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 26. The only ones who are ashamed of their failures are the ones who are found out. In God's presence, Israel was found out and ashamed. Jeremiah 2, verses 29 through 32. So, to speak, God asks, "Have I been at fault?" Compare Jeremiah 2, verse 5. No, it is not God's fault, but his people have forgotten him. Jeremiah 2, verse 36. Israel leaned upon Egypt and Assyria. They depended on the arm of flesh instead of upon the arm of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 3. First sermon is concluded. Jeremiah 3 verses 1 through 5. A man would not receive back his unfaithful wife, but God offers forgiveness to Israel who committed spiritual fornication. The showers of rain and the latter rain were withdrawn because of Israel's sinfulness. It also may apply to the failing church. Second sermon, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 6 through chapter 6, verse 30. Jeremiah 3, verses 6 through 11. The second sermon is to unfaithful Judah. It opens with complaint against Judah. God likens his people to a woman, to backsliding Israel, and to treacherous Judah. He spoke to Judah concerning Israel, who were then in captivity. God warned Judah. They set up false worship in Samaria around 900 BC. God never revived them. First they went away, then God put them away. In Jeremiah 3, we read 6 times of backsliding Israel or children. Backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Jeremiah 3 verse 11. because Judah professed faithfulness but was faithless in heart. They had a form of godliness and denied the power of God. Jeremiah 3 verse 12, in the north country, Israel, in Assyrian captivity, was admonished to repent. God's unchangeable love is shown here. What tender, never-failing love is expressed. Jeremiah 3 verses 14 and 15, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. He promised them pastors according to his heart. Those who are willing to return will be brought to Zion. God promised them kings or prophets. Clark's commentary. Jeremiah 3 verse 16, a wonderful picture of the millennium is given. The ark, a shadow, will be gone when Christ is present. Jeremiah 3 verse 17, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it. This prophecy was given before the captivity of Judah. Jeremiah 3:18, all 12 tribes will be united. Jeremiah 3:19, when Israel will be in the pleasant land, they will say, my father, then the nation shall be born in a day. Jeremiah chapter 3:21, the weeping and supplication of Israel will be their national repentance. Jeremiah gives a picture of the end time, and then the Lord entreats Israel again, through the prophet, not to put their confidence in nations, hills, and mountains. Jeremiah 3:23. Afterward, they will confess their failure because they leaned upon the arm of flesh.